أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this particular series, we've been going through chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. And today in our discussion, we want to look at two of the verses in the continuation of the story of the individual who came running from a far part of the city to encourage his fellow countrymen to accept the messages of these prophets of God who had come to them. And we look at verses number 28 and number 29. As we had seen in the previous messages from God in this chapter, that after the prophets came, that a man came running to encourage his countrymen to believe, to accept the message. And not only did his countrymen reject the prophets and reject this individual, but they ended up actually killing him. And even though he was now transported into the intermediary realm, what we call the barzakh, and he was in a form of the paradise, the intermediary gardens of paradise before the day of judgment, he still had that desire and wish for his fellow countrymen, for his fellow community members, the citizens of his city, that they would have actually believed and they would have actually received the blessings and benefactions from the All-Merciful God. In the two verses today, let us first have a listen to the Arabic and the English translation and then come back and deliberate on these two particular verses and see what is the outcome of the actions of this community, of them killing an innocent individual. Allah says the following in chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, verses number 28 and 29. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. We sent no contingent of force from heaven against his people to destroy them. After that, he has believed. Nor do we ever command any of such things. It was just a single blast, and behold, they were all extinct, like a spark of fire extinguished. So in the previous verses, we saw the outcome of the individual, as we mentioned, who had gone to guide his community. He was rejected, as the prophets were rejected. However, this man was also murdered in cold blood, was killed, was martyred in the way of God. In these two verses, we see God tells us that not only was the outcome was not just that man was killed, but actually God goes on to tell us that the community who did this heinous act of killing an innocent life, that God did not spare them. They did not receive a reprieve, a opportunity from God. And rather God says that they were basically completely and utterly annihilated. That it was a call from the heavens. It was a divine retribution for their killing of an innocent soul. The word which God uses in this verse is khamidun. And as Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati mentions in his Tafsir al-Nur, he says that this word comes from an Arabic root, which means to put out the fires, the coal of a fire. You know, if you've ever done a barbecue or you've had a fire pit and you see the wood or the coal burning and how hot those embers are, and you use water or sand or dirt to put out the fire, to put out the coals or the firewood, and they're completely, you know, the fire is completely just, it's completely put out. Allah uses the same word, God uses the same word for how he dealt with his community. He says that they were in a state of khamidun, that they were utterly destroyed, they were completely and entirely obliterated. And obviously this is one of the traditions of God, the sunnat Allah, that he has enacted in the past against nations that went against their messengers, and that when they decided to rebel against the messengers of God, that God basically put them in their place and he showed them the outcome of their negative actions. And so these people, after not only rejecting the messengers and rejecting one of their own people, Allah shows that they killed him, they murdered this individual for no reason, and that their outcome was that they also were removed from the face of this earth. As for some of the lessons we can learn from this verse and that we can take away with us, one is that the wrath of God, the anger of God, the manifestation of the anger of God is sudden. And this is something that we should never overlook. We know we can never assume or think that God will give us a reprieve or a time to make amends. No, that is a reality, but sometimes God will manifest his anger and wrath immediately upon us or upon a community. Another point to keep in mind is that sometimes God's anger and his wrath will be manifest on an entire community due to them shedding the blood of even one innocent individual, killing one innocent person, killing one innocent soldier, let's say, who was working to defend the territory, or killing a propagator of the faith, one who is working to serve the cause of God in the community. And last but not least, the final point to conclude is that those superpowers of the past who claimed to have the ultimate power and authority and who could threaten to obliterate anybody with one blow or one attack, we see that God, in his power, he can destroy them just as quick as they think that they can destroy innocent peoples on this earth. That they should never feel comfortable or safe and secure, that their weapons of mass destruction can level a village or a town or a people, and that God would not be witness, and that God would not do anything to stop it, or that he would not give them his divine retribution in the face of their attacks against the innocent men, women, and children. We close and we ask God to allow us to continue to be able to read and benefit from Surah Yasin and to take its lessons into our day-to-day lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.